1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.'" Verse 24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it, bread, and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" Matthew 8:17 says, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He didn't do it for himself. He didn't come to suffer on the cross and take those stripes for himself. He did it for us. So he has taken them. He took the punishment. He paid the price. So we don't have to. There is nothing on this earth bodily that you go through physically that you are suffering for him. Pains, illnesses, diseases. There are some that teach that you are suffering for him in the body when you do those things. The only suffering that you're to do on this earth has to do with reaching people, putting your flesh down, choosing to serve him. And there is a suffering involved. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then you haven't gone very far with him. But when you walk with him, you are going to reach the point where you're going to have to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." Yeah. Jesus was suffering in the garden. But he suffered for us. But this is not something he took away. We have to run our race, finish our course on this earth. It's not always easy, but his grace is sufficient. But that does not involve you bearing sickness and disease. Some will say, "Well, I'm just suffering. I'm bearing. This is my cross to bear for the Lord Jesus." That's a misunderstanding of Scripture, because the Bible says he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He paid for them. Right here, it says his body was broken for you. So if his body was broken for us, if he took our infirmities, if he bore our sicknesses, there's no sense in you and I taking them again and repaying. On the other hand, he can't run your race on this earth. We are his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece on this earth. He can't take your place to do that. We are to run our race. That's where the suffering comes in. But when we, when people understand, misunderstand that somehow you're supposed to suffer bodily, that's an insult to what he already paid for. But it's a lie of the enemy to get you to think what you're suffering, it's just in his time, it's for the glory of God. That's wrong. Because these scriptures say that he already bore our sickness. He paid the price. So we don't need to take it. We don't need to take sickness and disease. We don't need to live with it. Did you hear me? Our mentality has to be, we have to push back on sickness and disease just as you would push back and resist sin. Because they have the same Father. Sickness came as a result of sin. You want to know why the world is in such a mess? It's because of sin in this earth. So we ought to resist it. Don't put up with it. It's an avenue. If we think somehow our suffering is glorifying God in bodily sickness and disease, somehow taking that and being a good trooper and bucking up under it is somehow glorifying God, then you will open the door to sickness. And people do this all over. They'll welcome it unknowingly. But you know as well as I do, the natural state of human The human condition is not to receive sickness and disease. It is a thief. It is a steal. It is a killer. It steals your time. It steals your money. It steals your emotional capacity. It's death. People have to be taught. They have to be mistaught in order to receive that junk. Because natural people will reject it. We'll do everything we can to get rid of it. But if we somehow think it's to the glory of God, now you'll go out of resisting mode and you'll go into, well, I'll just get everything that God has for me. But a lot of times still trying to go to the doctor to get rid of it. Well, if we believe it's the will of God, then we ought to just take everything. But the fact is, people don't really believe this. They don't really believe that sickness is the will of God. Even those that confess to. They don't really believe it. They know there's something wrong. Because why would God, I mean, this is the classic question. Why does God let bad things happen to good people? That is a message we could spend a lot of time there. The short answer is, God isn't in control of everything that happens on this earth. God's not the author of everything that happens on this earth. There are people with wills and a devil that is enforcing certain things, and we need to know to resist stuff. And some people are welcoming it. We need to know what to resist and what to receive. Amen. 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 Sickness is not good. Sickness is bad. Disease is bad. Amen.
Amen.
God is good, and He paid, through Jesus, paid a high price so that we could be free. So that we could walk free. So that we could walk free. 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 Not year after year dealing with the same thing. Free. Free. He's already paid for it. He's already paid for it. He's already paid for it. It's already paid for. We don't need to receive it. We don't need to keep it. We need to go in resist mode. No, I won't have any of that. No, I won't receive it. No, I won't take it. No, it's not good. No, it's not godly. No, God doesn't want me to have any of it, and I don't want to have any of it. And I go into resist mode. No, no, no. He's paid for it. He's paid for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is good. It says, take ye, this is my body which is broken for who? It says, for you. Who's that? Me. You. Us. Not God. Jesus didn't come to the earth because He needed to be fixed. It's because you and I needed a Savior. And if you ever have had the thought that somehow God doesn't care for you and He's not looking out for you, He looked out for you thousands of years ago. Even prior to when Jesus came, but He saw ahead and He saw you and He's already made provision and He's already paid for it. Amen. Thank you, God. It says, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, we're going to go ahead and take the bread. As you do, see yourself free. See yourself free. Everybody say this. Say, it's already paid for.
It's already paid for.
Say, my healing is already paid for.
It's already paid for.
Already paid for.
Already paid for.
I'm free.
Legally,
I'm free.
I'm free.
Now, when you take the bread, you just receive healing. Just put it back. You have to put a stake in the ground again that I'm not putting up with this. Maybe we've been putting up with something. Go back into resist mode. No. No, that's leaving. No. I'm healed. No, Jesus paid for it. And start to focus on that. Start to renew your mind that see yourself free. See yourself without symptoms. See, the enemy will try to paint a picture of you with this thing forever. This is not going away. This is your lot. And he'll try to play that video for you. Try to just get you into a mode where you're accepting. You're accepting. Praise God. I'm just going to obey God. Anybody that wants to be prayed for. Now, I'm going to lay hands on you. This is a good time while we're taking communion. But if you are ready to receive your healing, you just want to put a stake in the ground. Go ahead and come up. Why don't you go and sit over here? God has provided healing and wholeness through His Word, and we need to believe what He said and act on what He said in spite of any symptoms, in spite of anything you see. You take Him at His Word. Okay? We take Him as I'm going to speak to you folks right here. When we lay hands on you, I'm going to agree with you in faith. Okay? We're going to lay hands on you. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Okay? Now, we're going by what the Bible says. I'm going to go over a few more scriptures. Just be honest, when I believe for healing, when I pray for healing at home, I go over several scriptures. Not because I know them or need to know them. I can quote them, but we go over them to get you to get myself in a place or whoever I'm praying for that we're ready to receive and we're acting on the Word. It's not a feeling, okay? I don't want you to try to work up a feeling right now, okay? I want you folks that are here to receive, to realize we're taking God at His Word, we're acting on His Word, and what He said comes to pass.
That's right.
Okay? We're acting on His Word. We're acting on His Word. We're acting on His Word. I'm speaking to you folks right here. You guys can listen, but I'm speaking to you folks right here. You're not coming for a magic touch. Okay? That's all you'll get. And it won't be magic. You just get a touch. If that's what you came here for. You're coming because God Himself, He said. Now we're going to go through a few scriptures, okay? Now let your heart grab a hold of this. We're talking about the Almighty God, the King of heaven and earth, the one with all power. He said it. It's not Jim saying it. Okay, I don't care if you've had hands laid on you before. I want you to release faith now, today, based on His Word, and then don't turn back from His Word. We're in the middle of taking communion. We'll finish. Okay? But as we take communion, this represents what He did for us. It is paid for. It is done. This is not a feeling that you're trying to work up. This is just receiving what has already been paid for. Let me ask you a question. It was my birthday a few days ago. You all have had birthdays, obviously. Let me ask you a question. When somebody brought you a gift, did you have to go, all right, I got to get in the right mindset before I receive that. All right, just give me a minute. I'm going to go in the other room. Just give me a minute. I got to think about this hard. Okay, you go in the other room. It is my birthday. These people have brought this to me. And you know, it's only right that I receive it. And you go through all this rigmarole and you go, okay, now I'm ready to receive. Please give me the gift. I'm ready. Is that what you do? No, if everybody look at you like you're nuts. Thought we were here for a birthday party. Maybe we need to go to the hospital or something after this. No. You don't have to try real hard to receive something. Let me ask you a question. Let me give this to Shelly. Shelly, I'm going to give you this Bible. What did she do? She just took it. Now, was that hard? All right, let me try it again. Slow motion. Shelly, take this Bible. Okay. Now, God is saying He has provided healing. He Himself took our infirmities, bore our sicknesses. His body was broken for us. You know what a lot of Christians are doing? God's going here. And they're going, okay, let me see. I gotta think about this. I gotta meditate. I'm not saying meditation's bad. godly meditation on the Word. I'm not saying knowing the Word and having faith is bad, but so many people are in this mode that I got to work it up. You know what you're supposed to do? Yes, I'm going to take that. Hallelujah, I have it. Why would you believe you had it? Because He said something. If He said it, it's true, and I have it. Now, what we're getting ready to do here, I'm going to lay hands on you, and we're going to agree. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But I want you to take it. I want you to take it. The Bible says, therefore I say to you, if you, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have. When that believe you receive means take. You believe you take it. Okay? I don't want you in the mode right now of working something up, believing, okay. No, you're not. What you should be in the mode of is relaxing and saying, this is a point of contact. When I lay my hands on you, we're going to agree. You receive healing, and then you say, that's it, I got it. In the spirit realm, you reached out and you took it. And you just stay there. You don't go by what you feel. You may feel something. You may feel nothing. Has nothing to do with what you feel. Amen. It has everything to do with what you believe. You may feel something. You may not feel something. All right, real quickly, I'm going to go through a few scriptures. Exodus 15, 26. I am the Lord who what? Who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. That means I am the Lord, your physician. He's your doctor. You think God knows a few things? No. He is the Lord, our healer. He knows much more than we do. Exodus 23, 25. He says, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and I will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Away from, I like to pray that over meals. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. That means it's not even in your midst. Psalm 103. Now what are we doing? We're just going over some scriptures. Is this what I said? No, this is what He said. Okay, we're stirring ourselves up. We're reminding what He said. Psalm 103. Good for you to lay your eyes on it. We'll go to one. And we'll go right read it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and what? Forget not all His what?
Benefits.
Let me ask you a question. If you're employed, or even you're self-employed, you have certain benefits. Of course, if you're self-employed, it's you giving the benefits. But let's say you're employed somewhere, or as a citizen, you know, of a government, you know, state or the federal government, you have certain benefits. Let me ask you a question. Do you have to work up something in order to receive those benefits? No. You just need to know about them, and take them. Right? Next verse. You guys see? Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. All. What about the thing I'm battling? What does all include?
All.
All. All. All. Go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4:20. Let's go to verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Mind your way when I stand here. Can you guys see?
Yes.
Next verse. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Next verse. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. His words are health to all our flesh. His words are health to all our flesh. His words are powerful. His words are nourishment. His words created the universe. His words can change your body. His words is what we're looking at right now. His words, not my words, not an action, not any. You just need to believe His words. Go ahead and go to Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Now, this is not a method. This is just, these are scriptures that I bring back to my remembrance whenever, you know, whenever there's anything that I'm believing for, health-wise, if I have symptoms of something, then I will act on these verses. These aren't the only verses. These are just verses that I'll remind myself of. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It's Jesus. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Next verse. He was wounded for what? For our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by His stripes we were healed. Now you say, look, you can say, well, I still have something. No, you were. In the spiritual realm, it has already been paid for. See, you have a benefit. It's already been paid for. That's not double talk. That's saying it is already done. We just need to take part of it. That's the same thing with salvation. Because this is the same chapter. It's talking about the substitutionary work of Jesus. Well, people, you could say in one sense, people have been saved. Their salvation has been paid for. But people need to receive Jesus. If they don't, they're not acting on what is theirs. So this says, by His stripes we are healed. Go to Matthew 8, 17, please. 16 and 17. When evening had come, they brought to Him, Jesus, many who were demon-possessed, and He cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick. Next verse. That it might be fulfilled with that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He Himself took whose? Our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He did it. He already did it. He already did it. Everybody say, He already did it. It's done. You say, how does it become real? We act on this. We act on this. Go ahead and go to Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good. And then what?
Healing.
And healing. Healing. Doing good. Healing is doing good. He did doing good and healing all who were oppressed. What? By the devil. This calls sickness satanic oppression. It is not from God. It is not from God. Everybody say, it is not from God. It is not from God. It's not from God. No, it's not. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. Now go to James 4:7. Now, why are we taking the time to do that? We're going to lay hands on you. This is putting your eyes where it needs to be. Okay, you don't need your eyes on me. I can't do anything. But God can. It says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what?
Flee
from you. We just read, sickness and disease is from the enemy. He's the author of it. It's in the world. You say, well, I did something, you know, I overworked or whatever. You need to understand all the temptation to do that, the world system, the way, the sin that's in the world, it all came from Him. Okay? And so I'm not saying every case is a case where there is a devil enforcing it. That's not the case, but there could be that. But a lot of it is just sin and sickness in the world. But we need to know how to resist it. This says resist the devil and he'll flee. He'll flee. He will flee. Does it say he might flee if he feels like it? He'll flee if he had you know, a bad night's sleep and he just doesn't feel up to fighting you. He'll flee if you shout. He'll flee if you, you know, get up and start waving your hands and jumping around and shouting at him and run around in circles. Then he'll flee. No, it just says he will flee. You know what that word flee means? It means to run away as if in terror. The picture of, let's say a building is burning down and people are running away from the building to get away from the fire, that's fleeing. And this is, the Bible says that Satan will flee from you. It says to resist him though. Resist him. See, if you're not doing anything, he's not going to flee. But you resist him, you push back, guess what? He will flee. The Bible said he would. The Bible said he would. The Bible said he would. There's no question. We're talking about God's word. We're talking about what he said, not what I said. Not what any man said. God said resist him and he would flee. Sickness and disease is from the enemy. So it's got to go. Now go over to Mark 11:22. A couple more verses and we're going to lay hands on you. We're just going to release faith. Faith in what? Faith is based on God's word. We've been talking about this for many weeks on Wednesday nights. How faith comes. It comes by hearing the word of God. What are we doing right now? We're hearing the word of God. Faith is rising up. Faith is in your heart. Faith is there. We just need to yield to it. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Next verse. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he said will be done. Now right here it says, before we go to the next page, it does. Whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, not in his head. Shut your head off. Amen. Forget about your head. Shut the thoughts off. What word? Faith is of the heart. Faith is of the heart. You look, you say, God said this, I believe it. Your head will say, yeah, but. Shut the butts off. You shut that out of your head, you say, God said it, and you believe in your heart. It doesn't matter if there's doubt in your head. You can have faith in your heart and doubts hitting your head, and it will still work. Why? Because it's God's word. So for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. Next verse. He will have whatever he says. Next verse. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. You might have them. You may have them. What does that say? You will. But what does it say? Whatever things you ask when you pray. When you pray. You ask when you pray. Not after you pray. When you pray, believe that you receive them. What does that mean? Believe that you take them. Believe, Shelley, let everybody look over here again. This is healing. God's reaching out. It's saying, believe that you take it. You take it by faith. See, this Bible you can take physically. How do you take it spiritually? But by faith you do. You say, I believe, I receive. Didn't say everything changed. It says, I believe, I receive. I believe, I take it. I believe it's mine. What Jesus said, what is in the Bible, it's mine. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. So now when we pray, you believe, you receive it.
Amen.
And then what does it say will happen? You will have them. You will. So you what are we supposed to do when we pray? We believe that we receive. We believe that we take. And then what will happen? It will show up. It will show up. It will show up. I said it will show up. If we refuse to let go. We believe. Believe until when? Until it shows up. Because you already received. It's going to show up. And you state, you don't say, well, I don't know if it worked. No, you don't go into that mode. You say, no, according to God's word, I have what he said I have. Now go to Mark 16, 15. Now, the last verse we're going to go over, and we're going to act on it. Okay? We're going to take a little time today. Okay? This is not a formula. Okay? Everybody say, this is not a formula. Don't make this a formula. Okay? Now, I go over certain scriptures. I'm just going to show you the way I do it in my own life, and I'm going to believe with you. Taking a little time. And I'm going to pray for every one of you. But this is not a formula. It's not a magic formula. It's based on the Word of God, and we're just going to believe God and act on this. This is a point of contact. And then you believe you've got it. You don't look at your symptoms. You don't look at anything changing. That's not how you determine if you're healed. You look at you being healed because of what God's Word, all this Word that we're reading, because of that, you act on it. You act on it, and you say, because you go back to God's Word. He said. You don't look at your symptoms. You look at what He said. It said, and He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Next verse. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Next one. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. Now notice, this part, in my name, it is at the beginning of all these different phrases now. You could say it and do this no injustice like this. In my name, they will cast out demons. See, there's a semicolon. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. That's in his authority. The name of Jesus. Next one. In my name, they will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. In my name, they will lay hands on the sick and they, what?
Will
recover. They might? They will. They will. They will. They will recover. Will. There is no more forceful way you can say it in the English language. It will happen. That's certain. It will. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray for each of you.